Hello, and welcome to Living Fit with your hosts, James and Karen Roberts, personal trainers, life coaches, and motivational speakers. This program promotes good health through nutrition and physical activity. If you are interested in starting a personal fitness training program, please contact either Karen Roberts at 336-202-2313 or James Roberts at 336-707-7719. You can also contact them at Facebook at livingfit.com.co. Please consult your medical doctor before starting any exercise program or nutritional plan. And now, here's James and Karen.
Hi, and thank you so much for joining me for this week's Fit Tip. Today, I want to talk about kidney stones. I have a good friend who's battling this issue, so I wanted to share some of this information with everyone. But first, go to Romans 12:2, which says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." Now, according to the National Kidney Foundation, the prevalence of kidney stones in the United States increased from 3.8% in the late 1970s to 8.8% in the late 2000s. The prevalence of kidney stones was 10% during the years 2013 and 2014, and the risk of kidney stones is about 11% in men and 9% in women. Other diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, and obesity may increase the risk for kidney stones. Kidney stones affect approximately 1 in 11 people in the United States, and these data represent a marked increase in stone disease, particularly in Black individuals. Diet and lifestyle factors play an important role in the changing epidemiology of kidney stones. So what are kidney stones? Well, usually kidney stones remove waste from your blood to make urine. When there's too much waste in your blood and your blood is not producing enough urine, crystals begin to form in your kidneys. These crystals attract other waste and chemicals to form a solid object known as a kidney stone that will get larger unless it passes out of your body in your urine. Kidney stones can be as small as a grain of sand or as large as a golf ball. Anyone can get kidney stones, especially someone who does not drink enough water or who eats a lot of protein, sodium, salt, or sugar, and so on. If you have a small kidney stone, it could travel out of your body through your urine, called passing a kidney stone. You may not have any symptoms, and you may not even know you have one if it's small enough. However, a large kidney stone may get stuck in your urinary tract and block urine from getting through. And you may notice symptoms such as pain while urinating, blood in your urine, fever and chills, or your urine smells bad or looks cloudy. And those are just some of the symptoms. Now, there are two things that you can do to prevent kidney stones, and one of them would be drinking enough fluids throughout the day. So I usually say half your body weight in water. However, 8 to 12 cups of fluids per day is usually enough for most people. Now, if you have kidney disease and need to limit your fluids, ask your doctor how much fluids you should have daily. And then the second thing is studies show that you should limit sodium and animal products such as meat and eggs. You want to contact your doctor if you have any symptoms of kidney disease so they can run tests. And several types of tests can be run, such as a blood test to show if there's too much calcium or uric acid in the blood. Another one would be a urine test to show the type of waste that's in your urine. For this test, your doctor may ask you to collect your urine for over 2 days. And then the other one would be an imaging test, such as ultrasound, CT scan, or x-ray, to show if there are any kidney stones in your urinary tract. So that's all I have for today. I hope you take care of your body and eat healthy. and pass this on to family and friends, and tune into Living Fit with James and Karen Roberts today and every Tuesday at 11 a.m. on 100.7 FM The Joy, and we will share more health and wellness information with you. Be blessed and have a terrific Tuesday.
Thank you, Karen, and welcome back to Living Fit with James and Karen Roberts. As always, our goal here is to encourage people to live healthier lives that glorify God, not only in their spirit man, but in their physical being, their soul. But a lot of times what we do is we procrastinate. We keep waiting for miracles when there is no miracle. We know the right things to do, but we do not do them. 3 John 1:2 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." The Apostle Peter said in 1 Peter 3:15, "But in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to defend who asks you for a reason for your hope in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect." We need to realize that we are to be telling people about our hope and showing it not only in our words, but in our deeds, the way we live our lives, our health. It's easy for us to look at healthy people and think they must have just always been healthy. But the truth is that everyone started their health journey out in the same place. All of us come from places of learning. If we learn bad habits, we follow through. The diets that we follow are usually incorporated by our families. When I was a little chubby kid who was sick very, very early, about 12 years old, I found out pretty quick that if I was going to be healthy, I was going to have to change my way of thinking. I was going to have to change my way of eating, and I was going to have to be physically active even when I didn't want to be. As I got older and saw that the benefits were great, and I was able to overcome some things that doctors said I probably wouldn't have, I could see that doing the right things will lead me to good health. See, we live in America, the society that promotes the same horrible eating habits, the same diet culture, and the fast food mania that every unhealthy person follows in this country. America is one of the most unhealthy countries in the world. You know, it had to be put into effort to change my habits. I had to change my routines. I had to change the culture that I was involved in. Fortunately, as a child, my mother was on board with me changing, and she encouraged my change because she seen that it was benefiting me. So if you don't change behavior, it's going to be very difficult for you to gain health. If you didn't have a functioning immune system, something as simple as brushing your teeth could cause you so much harmful bacteria into your bloodstream, it could kill you. And luckily, God made these bodies so strong that your immune system does protect you from these common everyday bacterias. And if you build your immune system, which we always talk about, you can fight off diseases that most people can't. But it's when we let our guards down and we live our lives the way we want to, eating foods that have no nutritional value, not exercising, not getting outside, not breathing fresh air, not getting enough rest, not trusting God, we trust man to provide us with some kind of a pill or a shot to fix us. This is going to be very, very detrimental to our health because there is no quick fix. sight unseen, your immune system and your cells gobble up bacteria blocking viruses from invading your cells. But today, our immune system is being compromised by the way we eat, our poor habits, and very, very little exercise. Most people nowadays have jobs where they sit down most of the time. I talk to people all the time who come to the gym, and they'll say, most of the day, I sit at my desk, I don't move much. Well, I can be honest with you here and tell you that you can work out for 2 hours a day and then go sit at your desk for 4 hours a day, and the effects of the sitting will have a worse effect than the exercise you did. It's great that you went and exercise, but you still need to get to your feet as often as possible. Like your heartbeat or your digestion, your immune response is a function you don't control. But you can do plenty of things to lend a hand to your immune system. And that's what I want to talk about today. Being healthy takes an investment in time, energy, and even sometimes your money. But believe me, it's going to pay off when you start to feel the best you possibly can and being able to witness to others that God truly knew what he was talking about in the garden when he said, eat this as your meat. You don't need to talk about being healthy or find some crazy fad diet or restrictive juice cleanse. You just simply need to build healthy habits and stick to them as long as you live. Having a balanced diet and a healthy mindset will help you get through this life and be pleasing in God, pleasing God in the journey. But in this world where we are bombarded with all kinds of contradictory information about health and everybody talking about weight, weight is important. But the way you got the weight on is by not getting the nutrients and the minerals your body needs to sustain itself. And even if you lose the weight and your body is not getting the minerals and the nutrients it needs, you still can't be healthy. There is no quick fix. You have to put the right foods in your body, and every body part needs to be moved. Every body part needs to be exercised. If you want to get started going on the right direction, that's the reason why I'm going to talk to you today about these things. The very first thing I'll tell you is you need to take what you're going to learn today one meal at a time. And I can tell you right now, you're going to have to put more produce and the right nutrients in your body. You're going to have to learn to cook at home most of the time. It's going to be very difficult for us to eat out and stay healthy because we don't know what people cook with. Seed oils kill our bodies. They destroy our bodies. And because a lot of scientists have told people that canola oil was good, and we can eat it, a lot of restaurants still use those because it's cheap and they can give it to you quickly and you'll be satisfied that it tastes good. But it's not healthy for us. Olive oil, coconut oil, even lard or butter is better than those because they are break down a lot easier. What you have to do, the second thing is you need to set small incremental goals for yourself and not pass off everything and try to say, well, I'm going to wait till I can get rid of this and do that. If you're going to be healthy, you need to start making effort. As soon as you find the information out, you need to start making goals, set your goals, and start incrementally changing your behaviors. The third thing, I tell you, is you need to make simple swaps and substitutes. the things that you know that are bad for you, just simply swap those things out for the more nutritional foods. And the fourth thing I'll tell you is this: stop trying to reset and create sustainable habits that you will stick with. But again, it takes being educated to do that. Most of us are not educated about what our health should be. Fifth thing is, we need to focus primarily on healthy ingredients and not the calories. A lot of people, whenever I give a talk, they will ask me, well, how can I get my protein if I just eat vegetables? Everybody that I talk to, that I look at, and I see them, when they go to a restaurant, they're not concerned about protein. They're not concerned about whether or not they're getting all the nutrients they need. They're concerned with the way it tastes. What you need to be concerned with is how it affects your body. The sixth thing is, make the effort to be physically active or exercise as much as possible, as often as possible, without overdoing it. Some people go to the extreme. We have clients who do not want to change their diet, and they actually believe that if I continue to do all these exercises, I'm going to be able to compensate for my poor diet. Believe me, it does not work. As a coach, my work focuses on working with individuals or groups, helping them become the best version of themselves by being consistent and getting the right nutrients, the right amount of sleep, the right amount of air, vitamin D, zinc, the things that's going to keep us well in our bodies. Proverbs 25:28 says, a man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. If you don't put up the walls of protection for yourself, there's no way you're going to be healthy. Karen and I are all about helping others be healthy and feel good about their bodies, but not just the way they look, but being able to perform and have an abundant life. As Jesus said, he came to give us life more abundantly. I'm a big believer that real health should never feel out of reach or be filled with misleading information, which we see on TV all the time. You need to turn that mess off, because I'm telling you, the information they give you about all these medications, if you see it more and more and more and more, that we're seeing pharmaceutical companies advertise medication and then tell you about how many different complications can come from these medications. When do we get smart and realize that I have to be protective of my own health, and not just mine, but my family and my children? I have to give my children good nutrition in order for them to grow properly and not be sick. In the Bible, God, thousands of years ago, gave humans basic principles that support us to live healthy lifestyles. And these lifestyles require us to have sunshine, self-control, air, water, good nutrition, and be physically active, moving. You'll see people who live on farms live longer lives because they do work from sunrise to sunset. They're not eating all day, and they're using those calories as energy. Exercising self-control and getting good sleep is essential to us being healthy. So often, so many people, when thinking about health or healthy lifestyles, they think it's only about the food. And yes, I told you before, food is important. But to live a truly healthy lifestyle, we need to follow the principles of health. The sunshine, the air, the water, the nutrients, the exercise, self-control, trusting God. These are the most crucial things we can possibly do. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope." The Holy Spirit is our comforter, our guide. He tells us what we need to do. When you're sitting at a table and you know that the food that you're eating is harmful to you, when you know you haven't did the exercise you should have done, when you know you haven't instructed your children, you know you sit up too late at night, and you're still trying to live a healthy life, it won't work. We got to change these bad behaviors. I know all of us want to make the right choices, especially when it comes to our health. But guys, that means making choices that lead to corrective actions and consistently. But we keep waiting to a better time. In other words, we just procrastinate all the time, and when the most valuable thing we have is our time and our health. Galatians 6, verse 7 through 8 says, "Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from their sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit." Are you pleasing yourself or are you pleasing God? I know what we say, but how do we present ourselves to others? What do other people say about us? We should all of us work harder on ourselves than we do on our jobs or any place else. But how do we do that? Guys, and yes, you ladies, if you have a hard-headed male around you, please get them to listen up. As a male coach and seeing how little guys think about daily health choices, I want us to consider these statistics. 350,000 men die of cardiovascular disease each year, according to the CDC. More than 700,000 men are diagnosed with cancer each year. 300,000 of those cases will result in death, according to Men's Health Resource Center. 230,000 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer every year. It's the second leading cause of death in men, from the cancer.org website. More than 60% of all adult American men are overweight or obese, according to the National Institute of Health. As part of the educational campaign for men's health, the Cleveland Clinic surveyed more than 500 American men between the ages of 18 and 17 about their use of health care resources and found only 3 out of every 5 get annual physicals. Over 40% of men only go to the doctor when they think they have a serious medical condition. More than half of men said their health wasn't something they talk about. It's time for men to take a proactive approach to health, both physical and mental, guys. Here are some of the 4 noteworthy facts that can be a starting point for crucial dialogues regarding men's health. First of all, men are less likely to seek health care than women. Who doesn't love superheroes like Captain America, Superman? They're paragon of toughness and grit and fearlessness and brawn. But as popular as these heroes are, their influence may have unwittingly created a problem in taking your health care seriously. There's a culture, and it's driven by the media, that the expectation of men is to be strong, like superheroes, and the signs of weakness is to be concerned with your health. Guys, we oftentimes say, "What I don't know won't hurt me. But we know that isn't true. If we don't know what's causing our problem and we wait too long, it can have a really bad effect on our health. We don't need to neglect our health any longer. Not knowing something can lead to missed opportunities, poor decisions, and the worst kind of harm. A survey conducted by the Cleveland Clinic confirmed this trend, finding that 40% of men go to the doctor only when they have this serious problem, and usually it's forced by their wives or a friend. Guys, we cannot live in fear, and not knowing will kill us. It seems that the pressure to conceal weakness is so strong that it can even lead men into a state of denial. And again, this is very worrying. I want to be clear. Ignoring your medical problems will not make them go away, guys. Let's work together to turn this around and embrace our emasculating to seek out doctor's help. The second thing is, guys, prostate cancer affects 1 out of 9 men, according to American Cancer Society. There are about 175,000 new cases of prostate cancer diagnosed every year. Given these statistics, it's important to ensure that our risk and our screening of prostate cancer be on a regular basis. On the bright side, however, prostate cancer grows very slowly, so many cases don't even require any treatment. And all we got to do is change our lifestyle. Still, the earliest prostate cancer is caught, the easier the condition can be contained. It's always better to be safe than to be sorry. Many men, perhaps more than we think, struggle with mental health too. And this stigma that surrounding ourselves with psychologists or someone to talk to, 30.6% of men suffer from depression in their lifetime. Again, men are hesitant to seek out care. I talked about this last week. This is a worsening issue. Men are notorious for not talking about their feelings. And no, that's not just a stereotypical thing. It's an actual trend psychologists have documented. In the eyes of many men, discussing emotions is just another form of vulnerability that can lead to discomfort. It can be scary for many men to begin sharing their feelings, but the payoff is worth it, men. We must express our feelings verbally and let people know when they hurt us and how we feel. Talk to your men, ladies. Encourage them to talk about their day, how they feel, and about their emotions. And don't just say, well, that's just the way he is. We have to build up this way of talking to men, because if we don't, they won't change their lifestyle, the last thing I'm going to say. We have to make better lifestyle choices, guys. My time's up. I hope this has been beneficial to you. Keep living fit and doing what matters. I hope to see you next week. Have a blessed week, and we'll continue our talk. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Living Fit. Please consult a physician or a fitness professional before beginning any activity if you are under their care. If you would like to contact James or Karen, you can do so through the website, Facebook at livingfit.com.co, or call. Until next time, keep living fit and do what matters. Thank you.